Hi, this is Senior Esteban from the Idiot Section, and you are listening to another great product from the Four-Eyed Radio Network. For more information, visit foureyedradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve O'Mooney from the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Now, one of our great sponsors on our show is Amazon.com. Go to thesasquatch.net, click on the Amazon banner, and shop like you normally do. We'll get a little taste if you do. So that again, check out thesasquatch.net and click on our Amazon.com banner. Thank you for your support.
Howdy ho!
A rowdy howdy out there to all our listeners out in the land of no shade, aka Arizona, aka where people go to die.
So, Natalie, you just got back from a rousing day on some of the actual water masses that exist in our desert.
Well, they're all man-made, except for a few that are up north. But, it's a desert, so of course all the lakes here are going to be man-made. But either or, I have to admit, even though it was made by a man, it was pretty amazing. So, good job, men out there.
And thanks for providing us with some way to have water recreation in this valley of the sun.
Indeed. But yeah, I got spanked hard by the sun today.
Yeah, you're looking a little pink. You're looking a little lobstery.
Yeah.
I feel the heat radiating off of your bones.
I feel like I could probably power a small, car with all the solar power that's coming off of me right now. But
you're actually warming me up.
I'm alive, I think.
At least for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Woo.
So I was telling our listeners that, you know, there's been a few breaks. I mean, Comic-Con was one of the major things because the network was doing some huge, huge things at Comic-Con. And then we had our own little adventures in between. You especially went on a really big trip.
Oh, yeah. Iraq was awesome. I got to ride a lot of camels. I learned how to camouflage into dirt trenches. I learned how to, you know, if your leg was to get blown off, how to create a tourniquet. That's important.
That's super important. The Walking Dead taught me that one.
Yeah.
But you got to see it in the flesh.
It was a good trip. I learned a lot. No, sorry about that, folks. Real talk. I got back from Hawaii. Kona, Hawaii, the big island, that is, which is basically just lava that's been uprooted. But, I mean, I love all the sea turtles. I think wasn't really stepping on rocks. It was just sea turtles out there because there's just so many. And I want to go back today, right now.
Right now? Okay. Sorry, guys. We're going to Kona.
Bye. Aloha.
Bye.
Aloha. Hello.
Well, that's... I'm glad you returned safely. I know there was
We went ziplining.
Yeah.
And that really... It really should be called... the camel toe and moose knuckle tour, because really that's what you're getting a real bird's eye view at. It's just right in your face. The harness is just squeezing up on all that situation there. But I mean, other than that, it was beautiful. We went on I think it was 1,600 feet long zip line.
Ooh.
And we were about 200 feet in the air. So I smoked wax for the first time. So,
which, if for those of you who don't know, it's a highly condensed form of THC.
Yeah. It's a concentrated form
it's
of.
It's probably even stronger than hash.
It's a combination of smoking like a bong upside down, a blunt, probably doing an anal brick of weed, and then also smoking a joint at the same time.
Yeah,
like it's just a miasma of pot coming at you like a bullet train. But so I mean, it was my first time, and it, you know, I'll be honest, it kind of caught me off guard.
You mentioned something about camel toes, so I kind of wanted to plug in for a video that I'll link.
Oh yeah,
but I want to continue
the prancer size.
Yeah,
I saw that the other day, even before you had mentioned. But I had forgotten about it because it kind of really scared me a little bit.
Yeah. I want to hear more about it. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, at one point I got a little paranoid and I had to like show my brain who was boss and kind of smack my brain around a little bit and be like, no, Natalie, you're not going to get paranoid. Because at one point, like, I was ziplining and I started like looking at the harn, like the clasp that was connected to the zipline. I'm like, that looks kind of old.
Like, that looks like
is that
a paperclip.
Is there a crack? I see a crack. And I'm like, dude, if I fall, I'm going to end up, like, butt-fucking a tree. And that's not going to – I mean, who knows? It might feel good. But I just didn't want to know. And so,
well,
yeah. But at that point –
been quite a drop, I imagine,
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, right onto there. So, no, but I wrangled it in. I reeled it in. I'm like, no, you're going to enjoy this. And – yeah, no, it was good. It was good. Lots of awesome mongoose and tropical everything. And yeah. I didn't see a lot of coconuts. I was kind of disappointed in the lack of coconut.
Coconut, yeah. I do know, like, they have, I mean, the botanicals out there for me is insane just to see what's growing naturally, because as somebody who works with flowers,
you could taste the air.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, like, feel the air.
It's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so thick. And, like, there was this one flower I wish I brought it home with me to give to you, because I know it wouldn't have lasted, but still you might have been able to be like, oh, yeah, that's a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, it smelled like a lemon bar. Like, it was, like, just... Oh, it was so beautiful. It was, like, white with, like, lemon, like, or yellow in the middle. It was so good. But yeah, dude, like, it's ridiculous. Like, it just you don't smell tar and like dust. It's just like
clean
life, salty, steamy.
I
love
miss
air.
Smelling salt in the air.
Yeah,
that was definitely one of the first things I noticed the first time I didn't even get off the plane in the northwestern sector of the United States, the Pacific Northwest. I had not even deboarded the plane, and I could just notice how clean the air felt and just breathing it in, how nice it was.
Yeah, it's very crisp.
It's very much.
Like biting into an apple.
Washington apple. Boom. But so for people who haven't experienced the prancer size yet, this woman, I think she's like 78 or something. It looks like her video is filmed on like a retirement golf course.
She looks 40.
She
I'm
looks
sorry, I might
really,
need to get into this prancer size.
She looks really great for her potential age. But
yeah, I need to see her birth certificate.
My coworkers showed me this video after they had seen it on the news, and one of my coworkers, he made a point to point out before the video even started that maybe this woman should have worn a longer shirt because all he could focus on was her camel toe, which is coming a lot from a man who is openly gay. So, if you guys haven't had the chance, check out the Prancercise Fitness workout. Here, sitting on YouTube, I'm already seeing that there's some guy who calls himself McPhee.com, and he's got a crazy unicorn mask on, and he's doing his own version of the Prancercise. So this is a thing that's happening now. There's apparently a Thor one, which is pretty cool, but just made me think of how much I miss Not Now Skeletor, because that was a pretty awesome blog for a while, and I haven't seen a lot coming out of Skeletor lately.
Really funny.
And that would be a really funny Prancercise.
If they had John Goodman doing the Prancercise, or like some really fat person. No offense to the fat people out there in the
U.S. But yeah, I understand what you mean. I feel like a large comedian would probably have some wicked dance moves, though.
Sorry.
So, Pipple out of pie. We have our barely one-year-old with us tonight.
Yeah, she's...
Pippi Walnut.
Cranky.
She's had a rough day. For those of you who don't know, she's actually a dog. We don't collectively have a child.
She's our slave. Tibetan slave.
Yeah, she...
No, but yeah, that's our dog. Our dag.
One of the many of our clan. She's pretty cute. I like her.
Got a head like a...
Like a mammoth. Lug nut.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's actually, as I'm scrolling through YouTube, there's a lot of editions of Prancercise. The only thing that really stood out to me was how in shape this
suspenders?
Woman is. Yeah.
Please let's
watch it. Oh, it's a fitness parody.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of things that
can
you
can...
Can
we watch one? Let's watch and comment.
Do we have an auxiliary to plug
in? I mean, we don't... Okay. Let's just watch it and talk.
We can...
Like a short one.
We'll just...
Like a 1 minute
here's
one.
A Prancercise fitness parody. We will post it on our Facebook and our Twitter.
This isn't the real one?
And this isn't the real one.
I want the
Do
real one.
Do you
want to
watch
yeah,
the real one?
I need the real
Maduro. So,
I need the real camel toe.
We're going to take a pause. It's Prancercise, and just put it in YouTube, and it'll be...
Now I found
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to click on the first link. The original Prancercise A Fitness Workout. Apparently she posted this 5 months ago and it's just now getting some hype. But awesome. maybe this is old news to us kids out here in Arizona because...
Yeah, we always tend to get
the latter end
but,
of things.
Yeah.
So here we go.
All right, folks. So what we're seeing is a black screen.
Because
a lot of action.
My computer is still upset that it found out that Michael Jackson's dead and it's still sick from...
Oh, I can hear it. It's you, huh?
So she's doing her first set. This is Joanna Rohrbach. And she's getting going. I don't understand how she... Maybe it's because she is doing a YouTube video, but she's wearing pearls. She looks actually pretty stylish to be exercising. And she's got her moves. Like, she's toning her arms and getting her cardio all at once.
This is how I walk on a daily basis. Like, this is... Minus the camel toe.
Yeah, my, like...
Cause,
okay, now we're going to step up the pace a little bit.
Uh-oh, we're stepping it up. We're prancing at the... I really like the music she selected for this video as well.
This music I like.
Yeah. And she's got a nice little gallop going.
Yeah, she's like,
do you think that's a wig, or do you think that's her real hair?
That's definitely her real hair after many, many perms and blow-drying extravaganzas.
Yeah, I'm just surprised at her, like, full makeup and her almost office-wear athletic attire.
I'm a pony. Yeah. She kind of reminds me of Richard Simmons.
See, and that's but, the thing.
But in a lady form.
I think there. Do you see that on like down the line for them? Maybe a mashup workout video.
Too bad
where they're
gay.
Prancercising to the oldies.
Because this is definitely Richard Simmons right here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think like that is in their future as far as them doing?
Well, I feel like she's not
a video
she's
together.
She's doing what he's already done. But maybe. But I feel like
if she's
I feel like he would be like,
Like
you, don't you even try to pull my own moves? Like I could see
know.
Him getting
being
all diva,
all sassy and diva, yeah. And then she might be able to school him and be like, Richard, you're still wearing the same shit that you were wearing back in 1982.
I feel like they have the same shoes.
I think they do. I think those are his signature sneaks.
Probably.
Like.
But I like how she's like business, but exercise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, this is like business casual gym wear.
She's like.
She's got full makeup. She's wearing jewelry.
She's like in the middle of like a business meeting and just starts like prancercising.
Yeah. maybe that's how she was able to retire or something, because I feel like this is definitely being filmed on like a golf course at a retirement center in like
it's definitely
Tampa.
Somewhere tropical. Yeah, it's
definitely,
Florida.
Florida. Maybe she.
Oh my god, did you hear about Florida?
What now?
They banned bongs. They passed a law.
How?
Bongs are outlawed in Florida. I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay,
the
sorry, Francis, size, you're over. I'm Googling bong
yeah.
ban.
The state of...
yeah, let's get some.
The state of Florida damn near looks like a bong and a penis.
Yeah.
But, I
it's
mean...
It's a peninsula.
And not only that, but...
Bong.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Outlaw bongs. Outlaw, like, ceramic. Outlaw...
Okay,
pipe.
So then people are going to be smoking plastic and foil, and they're going to get...
Or apples. Or, I mean, we get... Us stoners, we get creative.
Florida bong ban passes doesn't really ban bongs. Okay, let's read this. Thank you, Huffington Post. You are such a reliable source. I love you. And I like beer, too, which is why I burp into
Huff
the
Post.
Microphone.
Which is funny, because I think that's just a marijuana...
right? But it's actually pretty credible. They've got some good stuff. Okay, so Florida is on the verge of sort of banning some types of bongs or utensils of death, according to a lawmaker, after House-approved drug paraphernalia ban passed in Senate on Friday. What does this exactly say?
It means
listed
that
paraphernalia,
you can't sell or buy.
Metal, wooden, acrylic, glass, stone, plastic, or ceramic. Okay, that's...
So I'm going to tell you one thing.
Without screens.
I'm going to tell you one thing for free. People are going to start buying more apples.
Okay. People are going to start smoking on the apples. They're going to
a lot more.
They're
going to
be making gravity bongs
of
out
course.
Of their old 2-liter
knife
bottles.
Hits.
Knife hits. Hey, knife hits are right hits. Just saying.
They're not left. They're right.
Water pipes.
Make sure to turn off the oven.
Oh, yeah. Before passing, the bill was watered down to make it unlawful for a person to knowingly and willingly sell or offer at retail any drug paraphernalia other than a pipe that is primarily made of whatever.
It's like, you need to do it like the rest of America. Take it in pill form. That's basically
but
what they're
before
trying.
Passing, oh, wait. Retailers, however, can still sell the devices for use with tobacco. Duh. That's how every smoke shop ever has.
Well.
Not, you're not allowed to call it a bong in the smoke shop. You have to call it a water pipe.
Yeah. And I think, like, it might have to do with dispenser. But I don't know.
Well, do they have dispensaries in Florida? What are the marijuana
well,
rights
they
and laws
have,
in?
They have dispensaries all over the place. They have them
yeah,
here. They have them
true.
In California. They have them all over the United States.
But I wonder
but,
what the jurisdiction and so on is.
But that's only for medical
yeah.
patients.
Whatever, Florida. You guys always have your shit cray.
I'm like, it's not going to stop people from smoking, but, I mean, nice
so,
try. That was adorable.
Previously, head shop inventory was regulated so that it could only be sold in shops that earn 75% of more of their income from tobacco sales. Okay. I understand. Whatever. Dumb. Rather than just regulating them, let's just ban them is what Daryl Roussan, who
this is just
is
a waste
from St.
Of-
Petersburg.
house bills is a waste of taxpayers. Like, really, you guys? Really?
Okay, I like this, though. If we can make people drive to Georgia and Alabama and South Carolina to get fireworks, they can drive to get these utensils of death. That's a really great quote. So instead of trying to promote sales and revenue in your own city, in your own state, you're just going to let people go spend their money elsewhere.
No.
And utensils of death?
Of course, they have to make it overly dramatic, just like Reefer Madness. Oh my God, you're going to go crazy and kill everybody.
Tallahassee lawmakers haven't even given a medical marijuana bill a committee hearing. Shit. Florida, get your act together.
The more you know.
That's like our new theme song. Kourtney Kardashian straps on a fake penis.
I thought she had one.
Hell yeah. I thought that was her face. No, I'm just kidding.
People killed by the war on drugs. Let's focus on that, because what a dumb war.
Wait, we want something more like upbeat.
Uplifting.
I want something. Want
to talk about the evolution of lizards?
Yes, I do. How did you know? Okay, that's just adorable. Is that a salamander?
It's a skink.
And what did you call me?
It's a skink. So there's been evidence in certain species of lizards, specifically in Australia, that are abandoning the method of laying eggs, and they're giving live birth now. Apparently, they have now the option to do both methods, and they're noticing really interesting evolutionary things as far as whether or not, like, depending on where they are climatically or climate-wise. Sorry, I wanted to...
No, I think that's a word.
Yeah. It made me think of climax, too. Where...
No, not in the...
I hope she's not eating cat litter poop.
She...
Yeah, she probably
I think
is.
I just heard the sigh of, that she
did.
Oh,
Pippi Walnut. Did you get into the cat poop?
Pippi?
Yeah, she ate the litter.
Yeah,
she dug up the entire litter box.
And it's now on the floor.
Well, I cleaned it out before she showed up. I didn't know she was going to do that.
Yeah. She's a dirty little hound. They were noticing that of the same type of lizard that some of them on like the southern coast are still using the egg method, and then ones northernly are choosing live birth instead. And it's just kind of interesting how evolution is happening.
No, yeah, maybe like eventually we might be able to lay eggs instead of, like...
Giving live birth. Do you think you would prefer to lay, like, 3 eggs?
I think I would.
Yeah, it would be, like...
I'd rather not have to carry something, like, inside of me for 9 months.
But I think you have to carry eggs for a while, too, because they have to, like...
Gestate or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I've never actually...
But they'd be... I imagine they'd be smaller.
Hey.
Walnut.
Ow. Pippi, come here. I'm gonna.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, we've got a toddler.
We have a Tasmanian devil mixed with a honey badger. Pippi,
what incarnation?
But yeah, so that's an interesting thing that's happening.
I'm gonna get a leash and just kind of tie it to the tree.
So other than that, I mean. There's worry about which method of lizard birthing is more nutritional for the child lizard. 'Cause the eggshells are getting thinner and there's all sorts of silly things happening with it. But it's just interesting to see this type of thing happening in science, 'cause I find evolution fascinating. and where right now Natalie is wrangling a wild honey badger beast in the form of a Great Dane pit bull puppy. Yeah. If you guys ever get curious, if this is one of the only shows that you check out on the 4Aid Radio Network, there's a whole slew of other shows that you can listen to as well. And you can always find them at 4aidradio.com. There's other places where you can listen to awesome things that the network's doing. You can find us at audible.com, Socially Awkward Studios. Audible is actually a semi-sponsor. Other places that you can find us is iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace. If you have a BlackBerry, you can find us on the pod directory there. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Double Twist, but that's how you can find out more things going on with the 4Aid Radio Network. I figure right now while I'm making random shout outs, I can tell you guys about the official sponsor of the 4Aid Radio Network and their America Joy print shop. They make business cards, flyers, posters, banners, all sorts of stuff. So you can check them out at americajoy.com and let them know that the Fern sent you. And with that, I think Natalie has got her rascal
almost. Just trying to make sure she doesn't make noise, I'm sure.
No. The noise isn't what we're concerned about.
No, it's a rocky podcast.
Yeah, but that's okay, because we're not, strangers to that.
But anyhoozle, yes.
Oodalali.
That's what happens when you bring your child to work, kids.
Take your child to work day, bad idea.
Yeah, you end up having to clean poop off your keyboard, basically. but anyhoozle, Aaron, I don't think we had a chance to discuss our awkward moments for the week.
There's been a few. I think one of mine happened just the other day at work. Luckily, I was the only one who was really exposed to this awkward moment. But I had worn a dress to work, a dress that I've worn many a times.
Which one?
It's that like navy blue striped one with like the big button. And, like, kind of the boat neck color.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, usually when I wear that, I have, like, tights under it or I belt it.
Okay.
And the other day I didn't belt it. I just, like, threw a big sweater over it. It was hot out. I put a sweater over it because I knew I was going to be in and
inside.
Out of a cooler.
No, yeah.
And inside
no, I understand.
Air conditioning. So I, was,
I understand.
So I threw a belt. I threw a sweater over it and then I didn't wear any tights. And luckily, I was the only one in my cooler at work at the time that I had to reach for something on the high shelf. And I realized why I usually wear it belted to kind of keep it in place or why I usually wear tights or leggings under it. So the rest of the day, I had to be very careful about all of my movements. And I don't think the realization of it was as awkward as the way I had to handle myself the rest of the day, like how I had to pick up buckets and reach for things that usually I...
Yeah, you're having to do like this little curtsy thing.
This silly little jig almost because...
Like, because you don't want to flash someone your pink flower, your pussy willow. Yeah, that would be a little, and I have that a lot at work too, because like we'll have to bend over in front of the kitchen staff to get like the ramekins or like our dishware to re-set up tables. And it's funny because I'll watch them just kind of follow me like with their like go down.
Because they're like hoping to get a peek of something.
And a Pikachu. A Pika Lotta awesome. But no, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. But I don't know, awkward moment of the week. Shit. So you said you had a couple. Do you? Is there another one that you can think of? Because I'm still racking. I know I can.
I would come say up with. Another awkward. I think
would be like, right now that my dog just freaking
tore up my brother's litter box.
Yeah, completely annihilated that. That's not.
But no, cool. I would say another awkward thing, and I'm pretty thankful that. This individual, I don't believe, listens to this cast, so I'm gonna go there. I would say this is pretty fucking awkward.
Do it.
Ex-boyfriend, literally haven't seen in a year. We started talking again, which, you know, that's fine. I'm friends with most of my exes, so it's not a big deal. I've missed this person as a person. Do I want to be in a relationship with them again? No, because how and why the relationship ended was just like, okay, obviously you're not a positive person to be in a relationship with.
Exactly.
You're it's somebody like I can keep in my life,
like yeah,
but not in that context.
It's like if cancer and a flower was to start a relationship.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work out.
And I mean, he
sorry, that was a little harsh.
Well, yeah, like he's got a lot of good points and he's not a bad person. It's just as far as us being in that relation, in that context of a relation again, I can stay friends with you. I can't do that again. So that was really interesting because
it's just a
we're hanging out, we're having fun. It's really awesome until that whole awkward moment of, oh, hey, and it's like, no, I've moved on. Like, it's literally been a year since the last time I even saw you.
Yeah.
So for you to think that, oh, you can just show up and it's all okay again.
No, sir. No, sir.
That was cool. And then the morning after that, I had to go to work.
Mm.
And I was definitely still drunk at work and worked 4 of my 6 hours. So I'm kind of proud of that. I did a pretty good job. But my coworker that I was with that day, she let me go home. And I usually have Mondays off. And so on Monday, when everybody else was there, and they were talking about how the weekend went, she let them know that I left early because I wasn't feeling well. And of course, since all of my coworkers are older and they don't party anymore and they know that I'm young and I like to have fun, of course the question was oh, well, she hungover, and the response was, I think she was still drunk. And I was,
she hasn't gotten hungover yet.
And that's when I had to leave, was when the hangover kicked in. So that was kind of, I know, like, because I made a comment about how there's probably things that I do at work that annoy people. And literally the response that I got back was, everybody just wants to make sure that I don't get arrested, that I don't die. Like, those are their concerns, is that I'm able to make it in one piece the next day.
Right.
So I thought that was a little funny. Because to me, that makes it sound like I perform amazingly at the job. So there's nothing that I do wrong at work. They're just worried that something I do in my personal life would hinder me arriving at work. Well, not even hindering my abilities at work, just being there.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a little uncomfortable, but kind of reassuring at the same time. Like, yeah, I know I'm the shit, but I'm glad you guys all get it too.
You all understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes like coming into work late like acceptable, because I hate going into work late and it being like everyone just giving the stink face.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but when it's like, you know, at least she's fucking here type of face where they're like, that makes you feel better.
I've gotten into kind of a bad habit of being like 15 minutes late. Some days it's 20 minutes late. But there's even nights that like I don't even do anything the night before. It's just,
I wanted that extra.
Yeah, and I think it's part of because I live so close to work now that I feel like I can hit the snooze button like two more times.
Of course. No, there's actually an alarm clock that has wheels. So when the alarm goes off, it just takes off.
I think I need that.
So when you try to slap it to snooze it, it's just like, it's gone.
I think I may need to invest in that. It's just like going
all over the place, like,
so you have to chase it.
You have to chase it down.
That might
and
be
by the time you get it, like,
you're awake, out of bed.
So you don't need to fucking snooze no
more. Yeah, because when all I have to do is roll over and smack my phone, and then I'm still cozy in bed. Because this is my.
Because it's the noise that, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I've slept through alarms.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think I. Probably. I mean, I've slept through a tornado, so, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
My biggest thing is that...
When you have someone else sleeping with you, then that's a different story.
Yeah. I've developed this thing with the snooze button. There's people who have lived with me and shared my bed space that don't understand it, but I do. I understand it. My whole thing is that when I wake up in bed, I get to enjoy how cozy and awesome my bed is. When I'm asleep,
I've noticed I've had some really awesome dreams in between my snoozles.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
They're so vibrant and vivid. I'm just like, whoa.
Well, because it's almost lucid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, not so much lucid, but it's just like you're not really fully sleeping.
Mm,
but yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but, not like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope everybody else there understands what we're talking about.
My awkward occurrence for the week was actually last night. We went to a house show and I found myself in the middle of a mosh pit.
How is that awkward?
Because I kind of hit somebody in the face, and I'm that's not me. I don't like to hurt people, so that's why it was awkward. Because the mosh pit was fun, but I mean, it's just everyone just like throwing their limbs
when it
everywhere.
Gets a little too rowdy.
So, but I totally nailed this chick, and she was like paper thin, so thin.
Yeah.
And I felt like I almost could have really hurt her, but either way, it was so fun. Like I was so invigorated by it, and I won't do that for a while though, but it was funny. At one point, like, I just took a like jumping leap into the crowd, like butt first, and I think I almost fell into the drum set at one point. I mean, that's just not like me. Like, I don't really mosh. I'm not a mosher.
Well, yeah, you don't.
I mean,
really
I like
mosh,
to mosh.
But you like to
when it's like two on or one on one.
Okay.
But not when there's like, and then this other girl got just torn apart, and I felt really bad because she was so small and like limping away and like crying.
Damn.
I mean, it got kind of intense. And I mean, at one point, I guess that's what it's about. Like, you're just feeling all this adrenaline. You're kind of like scared but excited. And I don't know. It's been a while. Fucking Junk.
Oh yeah.
Dragged me in there.
I could see that.
38 minutes.
Boy howdy. Boy howdy. Way to make a spoiler alert.
I do that on purpose.
But
just to annoy him.
So that was your most awkward moment of the week, was having an awesome time in a mosh pit?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I didn't really have anything super else awkward happen.
I guess you just, maybe the awkwardness was feeling bad that you might have broken some girl's face.
That was awkward. And plus, yeah. I'm kind of mosher, so like it was kind of awkward to be in there because I'm like, I didn't know really know what to do. At first, I was like hugging people and then like...
You're like braiding their hair.
Yeah, I'm all like trying to like...
Like you want a belly rub.
So, you know, I didn't really know how to handle myself, but I figured it out once you get tossed in there a few times.
I just, every time I've gotten into a mosh pit, some of it has been voluntarily, some of it has been involuntarily, or involuntary. But
all right, we're not.
The second I get the fuck in there, it's just you, at least for me, it's just you pick up the momentum and you just go. Otherwise, you get the fuck out.
Well, no, like I've watched like Justin like get elbowed in the.
Oh yeah.
And the eyebrow bone and like eyebrow.
And the eyebrow.
Brosifer.
Oh, Brosif.
And just like bleed everywhere. And I've seen like people get their teeth.
Oh yeah.
And it's not anything intentional. It's just like, it's because everyone's like flailing around.
In a blast, and like
being pushed and it's just like.
And oh, this is my question. Do you feel mosh pits are violent? Because I don't. I don't think they're inherently violent.
They're not. I mean, they can be. They can
become that way.
Become violent, but I mean, I feel like it's just a lot of young.
It's a lot
drunk,
of energy, and that's how they choose to share.
Hyped up, yeah.
Share it with each other. Where you think about, okay, yeah, some people choose to line dance.
Yeah, some
people do mosh pits.
I agree. I mean, when people start wearing like spikes on their like rings and like shoulder pads, and I don't know, that's kind of a little outrageous. But no, it was good. Like it was kind of watching.
Do you remember
the
who
ocean.
Was playing?
Actually, they were. I asked a ton of people. But no one knew, but there was this awesome band that came on right before the mosh pit, and like there was the Saw, and like
oh,
I loved
the Saw.
It was so good. I mean, I was kind of watching how she did it, and it's just kind of a little like bending. And
well, I regret leaving my Saw in Seattle.
It's not that. I mean, I don't know. It might be hard, but it didn't look too.
It looks easier because sometimes you can't get the tone right depending on the bow. Katie Weller, who I don't think you ever met, but she's also known as Katie Sawbones sometimes.
What would you say?
And she's one of the most talented saw players.
How would you describe the saw?
Like the sound? It's kind of mournful but hopeful. Like, it's got this hint of sorrow, but, like, with, like, this, like, weird pitch of just hope in it. For some reason, I want to say, like, it sounds like tearing ribbon, which I don't think that even has a sound, but that's just kind of the imagery that comes to me when I think about the sound of the saw.
Because you... When you tear ribbon at work, do you hear the sound?
No, there's no sound that comes out of tearing ribbon, like, unless, like, not really, but for some reason, like, I guess I just think about, it's more of an emotional sound to me, I think, than, like, a physical sound, so when I try to explain it, it comes through with a lot more imagery than an actual, like, technical, like, well, it sounds like,
there's no right or wrong answer.
No,
I was just curious.
That's how I describe the song. Yes,
it's a mournful, hopeful.
It's a sorrowful hope.
Okay, I can dig that. Yeah, no, it reminds me of kind of like a siren.
A little bit,
sea.
Yeah, like the Greek sirens.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
But yeah, no, it's very also like very ghoulish as well.
Oh yeah, which is probably one of my favorite aspects of it. it's hard to find a good saw these days anyway, because they do make musical ones, which is fine because you get a lot more length with it.
This band that played last night, you would have fucking
loved
their
pants off of.
Do you know where they were from? I feel like they're local.
Yeah.
Because I think I recognized the washboard player. She's I think I've seen her around like downtown, but they had this awesome lyric. It was like, "Take me home because I can't take myself."
Oh, that's nice.
I thought that was just adorable. And the guy that was singing, you would have just been like. But anyhoozle. But no, it was good. It was a good house show.
Sucks that you don't remember any band names or couldn't find any of them, because it'd be a great way to.
Trust me, I tried to find out.
Yeah.
The first band.
Get other people to hear them.
I know.
And even for me to find them and hear them, because it sounds
like.
I can
ask Junk. I mean, I asked Junk for the first one, and she was like, I'm like, okay. And then, so maybe the second, the one that had like the washboard and the saw, she might know that. Because she was like dragging me by my hair inside. You have to listen to this.
Awesome. And fantastic.
Like, okay.
No, she's a good kid.
She's a good girl.
Yeah, she's going to have many wonderful adventures in the land of the port.
No, it's funny because the guy that's going with them that you met yesterday.
Ryan. Again, I'm like, oh, I am meeting you for the third time now. Cool.
Just chicken. Now I'm really gonna
keeping
know you.
All of us on our toes.
But him and Ruby kind of,
yeah.
And I'm like, all right, Ruby, he's, you know, leaving.
Well, I actually thought about that earlier today, because I was just kind of like, because I know like they're friends and stuff. And I was like, well, Ruby, like, why isn't she getting on that? Like, or has she? And like, I had some questions about that, because I was like, wait a second, girl, like, you're talking about all this other shit and like these other games and like rides you want to hop on. Oh
yeah, we're gonna have a great new roommate, folks.
Yay.
And she'll definitely be on our podcast. Pretty damn sure of
no
it.
We're gonna break her arm if she doesn't. I mean,
Stefan says no.
Just
kidding, Steven.
But I think,
yeah,
I have a walrus asleep at my feet.
It's a pippy walrus.
It's a pippy walrus. And
I do as well.
Is there anything that you want to say?
No, just stay tuned in for next week. We do have some excellent surprises for you. So
I just want to say, I want to say, Michael Douglas, I'm sorry for any accusations I have ever made against you. I also want to thank
Spartica,
always. I feel like I'm doing my nighttime prayers right now. I also want to thank Socially Awkward Studios, the Fern Network, and everybody who has made this possible.
Just kidding. Sorry.
I also want to thank Toby for leaving a special treasure in the sandbox, and Pippi still didn't find it, but thank you. So Toby, you are a master bandit. Pippi still has not found your hidden treasure. This game will continue.
And I hope he does not. No, she does not find it.
This game has ended.
It is ended.
Will end now. It's never happening. You are the champion, Toby.
Yes.
You are the
well
champion.
Done.
Meows.
Tobers.
And thank you, Steve, for being amazing all the time. You're a great producer.
All the time.
And you can find us again, because I told you a little bit earlier when we had some really awkward
Gracie
moments.
Gracie Bear.
But you can follow us on Twitter at Underground Railroad. And let me give you the way you can actually find us on that. It is UNDRGRND rail and then RD like road. Also, you can find us on Facebook. If you do facebook.com/pages/underground-railroad, I wish we could make it a lot easier for you. I can't remember this shit. I'm reading it off of a computer. Also, but check out AmericaJoy.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, Marketplace, Double Twist. I don't know what Double Twist is, but I want to check them out because they've got a fun name.
Netflix. So can find us on Netflix.
Definitely check our shit out.
Just kidding.
And check out the other shows on the Fern Network as well. You can find them at fernradio.com.
Foureyedradio.com.
Sasquatch.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
We'll see you. Au revoir.
This has been another proud production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com.